Hey guys, this is Doe.
And Martin.
And this is Two Cachanillas Talking.
Nací en los algodonales bajo un sol abrasado. Mis manos se encallecieron y me bañé de sudor. Yo soy puro cachanilla, orgulloso y cumplidor. Mexicali fue mi cuna, Tecate mi adoración.
So what's up, Martin? What, do you want to do your follow-up on what happened with Solder?
Why? Everyone just keeps asking me about this. They seem that
You brought that story up. You thought it was important.
I guess people... I should accept the compliment that people think I know I'm in the... They know that I'm in the know about this. For those of you who are not aware of the situation ongoing in Mexico right now, apparently this individual... this Marine from San Diego drove to the border and basically told the customs in Mexico that he had guns. For some context here, guns are illegal.
In Mexico.
Long story short, the guy tried to escape. They shot him. And
with his own shotgun?
Yeah, with his own shotgun.
Well, that's our...
We're just speculating on that last part. So yeah, the guy's in jail, and I just wanted to bring you up to speed with some new developments.
So for this new updates, we're gonna go to a trustworthy newspaper.
Yeah, we use this site a lot. I mean,
it's reliable.
We can 110% back up this source right here.
Okay. So this comes from the Radio Patrulla.
Great source.
It's titled "Amenaza Congresista de Estados Unidos Invadir Tijuana para rescatar a soldado."
Basically, what it's saying is that the U.S. representative of Congress is threatening to invade Mexico to save this Marine.
So now we're going to start another war with Mexico.
Over some guys' stupid, idiotic decisions. Another reason to start a war.
Well, maybe this has to do... He didn't read the signs. Can we tie this to our educational system?
You know what they say about the Marines. I mean, the dumb ones are listening to the Marines. That's why the Marines go first. This is what they say. I'm just repeating it by word of mouth. I mean, no disrespect whatsoever to our armed forces.
So the congresista is Duncan Hunter.
Of the 52nd District.
Obviously a Republican.
Yeah, obviously
only a Republican would do...
What was your first clue?
I don't know. What was yours? Maybe he wants to invade another country.
That was it.
Apparently, and I'll read it what he says here. It says, "La liberación de Sargento Tamoresi hasn't been extended." Pero no ha tenido... "La liberación de Tamoresi no ha tenido éxito." So this Marine, basically what he wants to do...
the freedom or the liberation of this Marine has gone without... avail.
And this is quote, the translation from Radio Patrulla of what Hunter said: "E ir a liberar a nuestro sargento, pero eso no es tan fácil. Lo anterior lo declaró en el marco de un torneo de golf."
So this guy was at a golf tournament telling the press that he just wants to invade Mexico.
Yeah, and he quiere
to save this guy.
Quiere cual participen de 20 a 30 Marines.
So 20 to 30 Marines. He wants to set up a little commando of 20 to 30, a commando group, of 20 to 30 Marines to go save this guy. So basically, let's put this into...
Wait. One important thing is that the Marines said they shared this desire to invade the frontera as well.
Well, of course they do. Their fellow brethren made a stupid mistake, like they usually do. Now they want to go get his back. But, I mean, let's put this into context. The Republican, the Congress, is America, obviously. And the Marine in Mexico is oil. You ever see those memes on, like, 9gag or Reddit? It says, like, I smell oil. It's like the American Eagle that smells oil. And it's like, someone needs some democracy, something like that, right? I feel like this is the same exact thing.
And they throw a couple of democracies on that country.
So to speak, yeah.
So that's what we're doing. We're bringing democracy to Mexico jail.
We are bringing the news of democracy coming to a Mexican jail. So, you know, just to wrap up, I mean, I think that's it on that front, or...
Yeah. And, I mean, this guy, he's in the committee for military intelligence.
Oh, great.
And he's also...
This is going to get him kicked off.
Yeah, he's also a member of the military committee. Yeah,
ex-member. His dad was a Marine who was also a congressman. By the same name, Duncan Hunter. But,
That's the
update. Just so you know, he is still in jail. He was actually transferred to another prison facility outside of the city of Tijuana for, quote-unquote, his own safety. again, that came from our trustworthy site of radiopatrulla.com.
Yeah.
But that just about does it for the news for today. Let's just get started with the hot topic of conversation
today
that Noed just so eloquently picked out 2 minutes before.
You know what just happened? I was reading that initiative, the 2014 initiative to legalize marijuana here in California.
California, the one that wasn't shot down, just like...
Well, they didn't gather enough signatures to put on the ballot.
That tells you something.
So, it doesn't tell you much, but...
Well, I mean, it tells you, you think that everyone thinks that California is... under a cloud of highness.
We do have the medical marijuana here.
Well, of course, yeah, everyone has medical marijuana. I mean, what states do not have medical marijuana?
A lot.
I was hoping you were going to be like, okay, you've got a point. You know, I was going to be a little bit sarcastic.
Anyways,
but.
So what's your take on this? Do you think it should be legalized?
I do not think it should be legalized.
Okay, give me 3 points. Why not?
Because it's a drug.
Just like Tylenol.
Or
alcohol.
It can be abused.
Just like Tylenol or alcohol.
Exactly. No, the three reasons why I think it should not be, I think the three reasons that I kind of see it not being legalized is, one, I think it's maybe just the number one reason. California and Texas, obviously the southern states, but California is heavily invested in by the narcotraficantes. Legalizing marijuana, I mean, just basically puts a dent in their business. And you cannot say that there are people with people in high up places helping them out here in the United States, helping them out. You think that these people in high places legalizing marijuana is going to help their business deals with the narcotraficantes? I think it's going to hurt everyone if they legalize it.
It's going to hurt the business.
It's going to hurt.
So your worry is that we're going to put a dent on narcotraficantes' source of income.
Yeah.
We should be worried about that.
I'm worried that these guys who actually make a living and give people Mexico jobs, it's going to be a bad thing. This is why California will not legalize marijuana within the next 5 years. Mark my words, it's not going to happen.
That next 5 years?
Next 5 years. We will be back in 5 years, okay. And we will tell you. We'll give you an update in 5 years.
My rebuttal to that is that...
Of course you got to rebuttal.
That's not going to happen. We can legalize it. We can tax it. We can sell it. We can increase the state of California's budget by a significant amount, just like Colorado did, just like Washington is doing. I don't think nothing's bad is going to happen. I don't think the cartel is always going to have a business. Instead of selling marijuana, doesn't even make them a lot of money now. Well, the main source of income now is like meth and heroin, all those hard drugs.
Well, I guess you're right. You know, there are a lot of people who will do it themselves, who grow marijuana themselves, and they make their own business. And I think it's not worth the time for the narcos.
It's not. The
narco traficantes.
So I don't think
to waste their time. But I still think that, I mean, it is still really profitable. I mean, every day you hear stories of people crossing the border with drugs. They don't do it for themselves, I'm telling you
that. But is it really marijuana, or is it...
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. They're crack. Crossing the border with marijuana. I read the news. That's what I see.
Okay. What's your second against it?
My second against it? I don't know. What defines a drug? Tell me, what defines a drug?
Okay. Let's assume that marijuana and alcohol haven't been discovered. They haven't been discovered yet.
Okay, so
right now we're standing, we don't know it. Tomorrow, They discover.
So I'm going to just pretend that this cup that I got right here is water?
Yeah. Okay. Right now you're drinking Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid, yeah.
Pink Kool-Aid. Yeah.
Now people are going to question what the hell I'm drinking.
Put a comment and guess.
Yeah.
The drink of the day.
Drink of the day. What is in my cup? Anyways, go on.
Okay, so let's assume that, you know, alcohol, marijuana hasn't been discovered. Tomorrow,
just those two things.
Just those two things.
Okay.
Okay, tomorrow, a scientist discovers them. They're amazing. Both of them are amazing, according to the scientists.
Right.
And he starts selling them.
Okay.
And the public has to, you know, has to be like, oh, are these dangerous or not? The FDA is going to go investigate. They're going to go see which kind of drug is harmful or not. Which one do you think is going to be the first one to become illegal? Alcohol. You want to say alcohol.
I want to say
Come
alcohol.
Come on. Alcohol, you can overdose. It's a lot of drunk driving. That's like the number one accident driving.
I mean, if you drive high, it's just as bad as driving drunk.
But you don't hear
anything
as much accidents.
Because they can't even make it to their cars. So if they
exactly.
Let's assume they made it to their cars.
I read a meme.
Somebody high will be waiting at a stoplight, stop sign, waiting for it to turn green.
Green. You know? Somebody drunk would just go right past it.
Exactly.
That tells you something.
It's
okay,
still
that's
not
number
safe,
one.
Though.
Yeah. Well, no. Okay, alcohol would become illegal.
Anything that inhibits. Inhibits basically almost everything.
Let's stay on topic. Let's stay on why alcohol will become illegal first.
So we're shifting to alcohol right here for right now.
Why
is it that alcohol would become illegal first?
Yeah, why? You know it would become illegal first. People would be scared about it.
What it does to you.
Yeah.
I mean, anywhere from being physically harmed to emotionally harmed.
Mm-hmm. You know? Okay, so that's one thing. You know, it's just, why is alcohol legal then? If it's more dangerous than marijuana.
Because alcohol is...
It's been around longer.
It has been around longer. I think it's just something that's been grandfathered in.
Yeah, exactly. Even though it's a dangerous drug, we still use it and abuse it. So that's one point.
Yeah, but it's taxed rather... Well,
yeah, we could tax marijuana too. Now, the cost to society. Let's think about the cost to society of alcohol. Domestic violence. How many do you hear people, high people, on marijuana are beating their wives? Not a lot.
Beating themselves up, but yeah.
How are they going to beat themselves up? They're probably just like
high.
Eating
they're
and
just...
chill and just sleeping. And the drunk
I mean,
people
you're
are
just,
hitting,
but you're,
are
but you're
are raping
you're
people.
Describing, you're
raping people. That's what they're doing.
They're
all rapes involve alcohol, almost all of them. Did you know that?
Yeah, no, it's not all of them, but...
Almost all of them, yeah.
It was a really high percentage. But you're describing, when it comes to being high, you're describing the typical person, the average typical person. I mean, personally, I don't know. But I'm sure that they're...
Based on...
People act different ways, just like people act different ways when they get drunk.
I think everybody acts kind of
like
the same.
Like, when I get drunk, I make podcasts. When people get drunk, they get violent.
Maybe. Maybe they act a little different, but... Most of the crimes, the domestic violence, involve alcohol.
Yes. Well,
because it impairs judgment so much.
Most of the same. Marijuana impairs judgment just as well.
I don't know.
I think anything that impairs judgment impairs your inhibitions. I think I'm
you know what
that,
impairs
right?
my judgment too? That Claritin for allergies.
Because
I feel pretty impaired.
You gotta get the non-drowsy.
I feel very impaired. I don't feel safe to drive on that thing.
That's what I'm saying. Is it
trying to be illegal?
It tells you, do not operate heavy machinery until you know how this medication will affect you. Okay, so don't try to take it out on
but
the makers of Claritin
right now. Are
they going to
give you a DUI for that?
You can. It's called driving under the influence.
Yeah. Okay. Driving so Claritin is just as dangerous as alcohol.
Yes.
Okay, we have that. I agree with that point. Okay, and the last point about just marijuana is just really what we can generate income with it, and it's not as dangerous as alcohol. If anything, alcohol should be illegal.
But
you know
I
what
mean,
should be actually
alcohol
what I think
is generating income as it is too.
But it costs society a lot. People killing people, domestic violence.
Put it this way.
Hate crime.
Put it this way. Let's live in a parallel universe right now. Marijuana has been around for ages. And it's legal. Alcohol has just been discovered. It's been on the black market, whatever. You know, now that people are trying to get it to legalize it.
Uh-huh.
Do you not think that people would already have the same reservations about marijuana now that they do about alcohol?
Yeah, that's exactly my point. They would.
I So you're conceding the fact
I'm conceding that it's just we don't legalize marijuana because we have this, we're scared of it because it's new.
Because we think it's going to do the same thing about alcohol. But if we ban alcohol, there's just going to be a big old revolt in the United States.
Well, because you remember what happened? Prohibition.
Prohibition. What was 1918.
It? Yeah. 1918. Around, you know.
1918, 1921, it was repealed.
Yeah. So what happened?
After? People were just getting too crazy.
Al Capone? He started providing it. People wanted alcohol because they were used to it already. Yeah.
But this is, I mean.
Once it's legal, you can't get rid of it anymore. If we legalize marijuana, we'll never get rid of it. That's the only drawback I see to marijuana. I think it makes people lazy.
Lazier.
Lazier. I think it does. I don't think alcohol does. As much. What? I don't know.
They all have their ups and downs, more downs than ups. I just think that marijuana is just not something that should be.
Why, though? Less dangerous than alcohol.
I think it could be because I'm old school. I think that because I grew up knowing that marijuana wrong. Has always been called the drug.
The getaway drug.
It's the what drug?
The getaway drug.
I'm not.
It that leads you to other drugs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
People, there's a saying that if you listen to like 1960s commercials against drugs, they would say like, is your kid smoking marijuana? Prevent him. And they would show like some guy who's like injecting heroin. You don't want your kid to look like this. Don't let them smoke marijuana or they'll end up injecting heroin.
Okay, all right.
That was a perception back then.
Let's move the topic a little bit forward. Not so much legalization, but acceptance. Where do you stand in your hypothetical life with your hypothetical children and them experimenting with marijuana?
I think that if it becomes socially acceptable, right now the bad thing about smoking marijuana is that society doesn't accept it. So it has a lot of consequences that society imposes on it.
Right.
Like, you can kick out a job, you can not get financial aid. There's a lot of consequences because it's illegal.
Yeah.
Once it becomes the norm, like alcohol does, would you prefer your kid smoking marijuana or drinking alcohol?
Okay.
What would you prefer?
Drinking alcohol.
You really think so?
Yes.
Why?
Because I can control a child. I'm sure I can control a child who's drinking alcohol around me. Obviously, if the child's going to be out drinking, I mean, I can't control that.
Your child is more likely to die drinking alcohol than smoking marijuana. A lot higher. They can drive by jaywalking. They can die of intoxication. They can die in a car accident. More likely.
And how can someone die with marijuana?
There's no deaths. What is?
If we do a Google search, I'm sure we'll find deaths.
I will bet you that it's a lot less. This is the time to
do a Google search.
But it will be a lot less than marijuana. What's the number one killer drug? If you want to go by it, what's the most dangerous? Cigarettes.
But do you think that maybe it's just not being reported? It's being underreported?
It could be the case. But we would find out, like, this guy intoxicated marijuana.
So I guess it's safe to say that the only way this discussion will ever... will find an answer to is when it gets...
50 years.
When it gets legalized and there's been time to have some information, then we'll know...
What would the effect on society be?
What exactly?
All right.
But, so, I mean, for the time being, I am just... No,
against it?
I am against it. 100 and...
It's going to become legalized, 10%. Though, eventually.
Yeah, it will. Because California is going to be in an economic rut so bad that they're going to need to legalize marijuana so kids can take community college while being high.
they take community college while being drunk right now.
Yeah, but, I mean, come on. Everyone goes drunk to class.
All right, now...
let's not open up another can of worms. Let's not start talking about the public education system again.
How about we take a break and we come back for our next segment?
Yeah, we'll do Days of Our Lives and Radio Patria.
And a little Obama Minute. This time we do have an Obama Minute.
For sure, third time in a row we got an Obama Minute. We'll be back. Hey guys, welcome back. Martin and Noe, like always, here on Two Cachanillas Talking. For our second segment of today's podcast, we are going to get started with Radio Patrulla, our Radio Patrulla moment. And we found an interesting article. It blows us away. It's got great style, the way it was written. The picture is just, it was beautiful. And I know we always say we're going to post the pictures, but we forget. But this time, for sure, third time's a charm, we're going to post the picture. And fourth, I mean, the person in question.
It's like, it has to do with May the 4th.
May the 4th and Revenge of the 5th.
Revenge.
For those of you who understand us, you can start laughing now. So the title is called La Llama Traía 6 Kilos de Cristal y 100 Mil Pesos. Translation, the Jabba had 6 kilos of crystal and about $8,000.
So esta persona se llamaba, well, her, it was a.k.a. Jabba the Hutt. That was her real alias.
Her alias was Jabba. That's why I said La Jabba. Jabba the Hutt. For those of you who know Star Wars, Jabba the Hutt. And we promise we're going to post a picture.
If not, Google Jabba the Hutt and you'll know.
Or just, you don't even need to Google the image because we'll show you this image. And it's a spitting image of Jabba the Hutt. Anyways, turns out this lady of 34 years old, actually born in the drug capital of Mexico, in Culiacán, was in
TJ.
And she was captured by the state police for having 6 kilos of crystal,
about 10 pounds and
8. Whoa. Sorry about that.
We have to be right back.
Yep, we'll be right back. That's the NSA knocking on our door. anyways, going back to what we were saying, 6 kilos of crystal, 8, 8 mil doses.
Tiendita.
8 mil doses. Dosis. De la misma porquería. All right. I'm kind of getting tripped up on the syntax there.
Yeah.
What does that say? It says 8,000 dosages of the same thing?
Yeah, like 8 doses of crystal. So for some reason, they know that how to divide crystal.
Apparently.
All right.
And then here comes the best part when I said style. Se presume que no maneje una tiendita, sino más bien un supermercado de drogas. Translation, It appears to be that she's not running a little store, more like a supermarket of drugs.
a lot of style there. The writing style just pops up.
This is what draws our attention to Radio Patrulla. The fact that the way they just format their articles, that's what we love about it. We know they're not BSing.
Well, you know, that's what's interesting about her. She was captured, blah, blah, blah.
She had a lot of drugs on her, but I think what brought our, you know, like I said, it got our attention was Jabba the Hutt. Lady running Jabba the Hutt was running a drug supermarket.
Not a tiendita.
Not an Abarrotes, but more like a Mega or Soriana.
Soriana.
Exactly. So yeah, that's a Radio Patrulla moment.
So what's been happening with you in your life? Anything interesting?
Anything interesting?
Annoying?
Yeah, you know, I've had some things going on this past week. I remember from the last time we were talking about...
Wait. This initiates Days of Our Lives.
Innocent?
Initiates. Sector.
Yes. It was a pretty subtle transition before. Not so subtle. Yeah, you know how last time we were talking about the professor that I had?
Teacher.
Well, can we agree to use instructor instead?
Instructor, I agree on instructor.
Okay, because you actually said professor. I was listening to the last one.
Well, that was because you were keep saying professor, even though I disagree with that.
Okay, well, but this is not what today's all about.
Yeah, we shouldn't talk
about that. So I actually went in to talk with the professor in his study hours, office hours, sorry. And I said, hey, you know, he asked me, he's all like, is everything okay? And I said, yeah, it's good. I just wish that you can teach the class, you know, teach a more well-rounded class, not just focus on one thing where everyone's having trouble. I understand people are having trouble, but this is what office hours are for them to come and, you know, catch up on what they don't understand, because you just can't be holding the entire class back, because your tests are based on also the reading, and sometimes I don't understand the reading. And maybe it's my fault for not asking while in class, but at the same time, if I ask a question that has nothing to do with what they're talking about, it just throws everybody off. And then I look like the asshole.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I was talking to the professor, and the instructor in office hours, and he was telling me, you know, I've seen that you're a bit frustrated, and that's when I told him what I just said. So,
oh, man. Is this going to end sad? You've been frustrated?
Okay. Yeah. Anyways. It's a
we're gonna keep it rated G.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just got it. Okay. So basically, he starts telling me that he said, you know, I understand your frustrations that you know you don't really understand what you're using these concepts for. You just know how to use them, but you don't know how you're gonna apply them. And I said, yeah, to some extent, yeah. And he replies with, well, you know, it's going to take me about a good 2 to 3 years to understand why we're doing what I'm teaching. And then, you know, then it's just going to be a lot easier. Did you just hear what? And in my mind, I'm like, did this instructor just tell me that he doesn't understand what he's teaching? Because that's exactly what I just took from it. And then from there on, I just wanted to walk out of that office. I had no reason to be there any longer. What do you think? Do you think that he should have said what he said? Obviously, I don't think he should have said that.
He was honest.
Do you think he might have meant something else and it just didn't come out right? Obviously, it's something where you had to been there, but
I have no things to say about that. It's just
put yourself in my perspective. What would you do now, knowing this?
I think I would just read the book and take the class. You know, in UC, what they cover lectures about 5% of what's in the book. You go and take the test.
But it's
the test is not about what's in lecture. Because they taught that in lecture. They don't care about what you listen in lecture. They care about what you learn by yourself.
Okay.
So you know if you go to a lecture, most likely what they're teaching in lecture might not be that important in the test. It's not for all teachers, but I've seen these teachers. They do that. They want to see that you read the material. So the test for certain stuff that's in the material that only people that actually read the material can pass the class.
So you better have a book.
This leads to my whole point, my day of my life.
Okay, well, moment. Let's just wrap up before we go into your days of your life. So that's what happened with me, and now I don't know how to go about it. I'm just going to continue on. Yeah. But I feel like...
Anyway, deal with it. Anyway.
All right. I guess I shall.
Yeah, you should just deal with it. Yeah. You're going to get out of there soon.
Shut up. Go on with your day of your life.
You're going to be out of that class. How many days do you have left in that class?
Less than a month.
Less than a month. Just ignore it. Just pass a class. Who cares?
All right.
You know, I heard a really good story about... There was this high school student.
Are we
student.
Still on my topic? Or?
Yeah, it's kind of like the topic. I heard the student. He used to go to high school. And he wanted to go to Santa Cruz. UC Santa Cruz.
Great school.
He applied
Shitty city.
To only Santa Cruz. Because he wanted to go to Santa Cruz so bad that he said, I'm only going to apply there because that's the school I'm going to go.
Kind of sounds like me.
They accepted him.
That's good.
They said, all you have to do is just get C's on all your senior classes.
So he just needed a 2.0.
He just needed to get C's. And there was this class, you know. He was an art student, multimedia.
Okay.
Which is art for me.
Yeah, I figured.
And guess what? He gets to see a D in geometry. So guess what you think happens? You know, he's like, oh shit, I'm going to get declined.
They're going to deny his...
So what he does, because he's multimedia, he gets a transcript and he modifies it. He changes the D to a C.
Okay.
But you know how you have to send your official transcript to school? And this usually has gone through the school, so you have to go to school... Request it in the office.
Yeah.
You have to request a transcript, and they get an envelope. They get the transcript. They seal it. They put a stamp on it.
And it says not official unless
official.
Sealed.
Blah blah blah. Yeah, unless broken.
But there's also a second verification for this. Every California high school student.
Now, before it wasn't.
No, well, this sounds like it was in your época. But when I went to high school, which is a couple years older than you, they had. They had obviously your school ID, and then they had your state ID, and your state ID is tied to your GPA for GPA verification. So when you apply for UC,
yeah, but that's different though.
How is it different?
Because this was about not getting that class, not a D. The GPA, he got good GPA, he had over GPA required.
I see. Okay.
He could have A's and one D.
Yeah. Okay.
It doesn't matter.
But you needed
GPA.
To have at least C's. Okay.
At least C's.
Go on.
No matter, you can have like a 3.8 and have it as a D.
Go on.
So he replicates a transcript with the C, and he goes to the lady that you know does the transcript, the registrar, and then you know he asks for you know I want to go to UC, I need an official transcript, blah blah blah, can I get one? And the lady's like, okay, I'll give you one, se la da, and he's starting to walk out of the office,
mm-hmm.
And when he gets an idea, I'm gonna turn back, he takes out the transcript, the one he put. He goes back to the lady and says, oh, you know what, lady? They actually told me you need to send it. It has to be an official, not an unofficial. It has to be an official. So you have to send it. And then he gives the lady what the lady thought it was the one he just gave to him. He gives a replica. He gives a replica because he had the replica on his backpack.
But he did the whole stamped and sealed thing himself?
No, it's la da ella. And she grabs it. She doesn't look at the replica. She just grabs it and puts it in an envelope, seals it, stamps it, and he puts it as official. And sends it to Santa Cruz.
So she gets the envelope, puts it in another envelope, and stamps and seals that second envelope.
The transcript. He had two transcripts, right? Yes.
He got one that she stamped and sealed.
No, he got one.
No. She gave him one. She gave him one.
She gave him one.
That's official.
Official.
Okay. Then
official yet. It's just a transcript. To make it official, you need to put it in an envelope.
Okay. I was under the assumption that she had given him one. Okay. So she just gave him a transcript. And gave him a transcript. No, you need to send it.
Exactly. So he went back, and the lady thought it was the same transcript. So she didn't even take a look at it.
Okay.
And the guy, the lady put it, sealed it, an envelope and everything, and boom, stamp it. It has to be sealed outside.
Right.
That says, official.
Not official unless seal is broken.
Exactly. And he's at Santa Cruz now.
Okay, so how do you know this guy?
Well, we're not going to tell. I'm not going to give any details.
This was someone in your high school? Or?
I'm not going to say any more details for his protections, but.
Okay, we'll talk about this after we're done. All right. I don't know how this ties in with me.
Well, it's just that it was interesting, how people, you're about to transfer. And people, if you don't get at least a C or a B, whatever you need to get, everything can be over. One class can make a difference.
It is true. This is why I'm feeling this.
This is why you keep bringing up that conversation to every podcast.
It was okay. It's the second one. Calm your tits. All right. Next, you got a Days of Our Lives.
The second one about that second one out of three podcasts we've done. That's 60%. 60% of a conversation you'd be bringing that up.
It's 30%.
60%. It's 33%. Two out of the three. 66. Anyways.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
Well, that's just my Days of Our Life.
Let's talk
about Obama. So what's
let's talk about Obama. But did you know Obama was here in San Diego?
I know. He was here? Why didn't you tell me about it?
I thought you know. But, I guess you don't really listen to the news. Like I listen.
Unless it was important, now you're telling me, see? And news gets to me sooner or later.
Yeah, but when it's no longer relevant.
Did you go to see Obama?
I did not go to see Obama. I had calculus.
You had calculus.
Calculus is much more important than Obama. I'm Obama.
Well, we missed Obama. Oh, well.
But he was here. He landed here at MCAS Miramar.
He got a new chopper, too, no? They're planning on getting a new chopper for him? Chopper?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what's going on with that. But more to the more important stuff. He landed here in MCAS Miramar, and he had a fundraiser, political fundraiser, at Qualcomm founder, whatever his name is, his home in La Jolla. Apparently, a dish cost $10,000 for that fundraiser.
Wow.
Yeah. ten grand. I'm sure you would love to go see him, but now that you know it's $10,000, that it was $10,000.
How much would you pay to go see him? To have dinner with Obama.
I don't have to pay to dine with Obama. He works for all. Whoa. I am going to,
We're editing that out, I think.
That was not cool. that's Obama. That's the Obama minute.
All right, guys, then. I hope you guys enjoy this podcast.
That just about does it for us.
And
we'll be back next week.
Yeah, we'll be the topic next week.
I know that the last podcast, we said that someone was going to die on Radio Patrulla.
Yeah, we did.
For sure.
We'll have to find someone to die
for
this time.
For sure. I can promise you someone is going to die in Mexico, and they're going to report it with such pizzazz and style that we will report it to you. So with that being said, you guys have a good one, and we'll talk to you guys next week. Siguiendo la luna, no llegaré lejos, tan lejos como se pueda llegar. Las cosas que dije no tienen. Oh, you said it. You were supposed to start. Siguiendo la luna en su vuelta invisible.
solo es la forma.